Authenticity. It's an overused word, isn't it? But it's overused for a reason. It's important, especially in sonic branding. In fact, it's very hard to build a sonic identity without being authentic. When you're creating a brand's sound, you find yourself taking business owners and brand leaders to places they've never been before, especially if all their brand assets are visual. Quite often, visuals convey information, but sounds convey emotion. You often have to delve deeper into the brand to find its unique emotional signature. Ultimately, building a brand, especially a sonic one, is building a relationship. The relationship between a business and the public is a lot like a personal relationship. The deeper you can connect with yourself, the deeper you can connect with others. When you have a well-defined sonic identity, authenticity is built in. If your identity is vaguely defined, or not defined at all, your media becomes not just off-brand, but generic. And you can always tell the difference. Sound, voice, and music choices should always be decided at the brand level, not at the vendor level. What we're going to do here is give some brief examples of authentic versus generic media outcomes in sound. Sonic authenticity tends to manifest in three ways. 1. Music. In the past, brand music was very inauthentic, resulting in media that not only sounded the same, but was also pretty cheesy. Purina Cat Chow, can depend on Purina Cat Chow. Purina Cat Chow, cha-cha-cha. When you don't know who you are, and subsequently how you sound, composition becomes arbitrary. You find yourself at the mercy of the musical whims of the composer rather than the demands of the brand. Again, vendor level versus brand level. The music should tell the listener everything they need to know about the brand without using words. You want to create a sense of immersion when they hear you. You want the listener to feel like they've crossed an invisible threshold into the brand's world. Of course, we still do use words, and that takes us to number 2, voice. The right musical style and instrumentation will certainly set the tone, but there is no instrument more powerful, dynamic, or varied than the human voice. If the generic outcome for music is the jingles of the late 20th century, the generic outcome for voice is announcer.
The world's best prices and no interest till 2007, or no GST and no PST.
Today, goofy, Ronnie radio voices have been replaced by conversational, relatable brand voices. I love this series of Airbnb commercials. This is a great example of not only a great voiceover, but of all the audio and visual pieces working together.
If you want to start Airbnb-ing your home, and you're wondering how to get from step one to guest one,
oh nice!
Airbnb setup will help you get started.
There was certainly a clear vision of how everything should look and sound. Everything is clean, clear, and on brand. Like the music, everything about the brand's vibe should be felt in the spoken voice. Now we go from the implicit to the explicit. Number 3. Words. Yes, the written word is important too. For example, every brand should have key words. You ever notice how much Disney uses the word magic? You've probably never consciously thought of it before, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. They nearly own the word. And this is not an accident. Consistent and on-brand phrases and word choices are very important. Writing becomes generic when a brand lacks a clear and defined writing style. This usually results in an onslaught of cliches. We've all heard things like, act now, spring into savings, conveniently located, friendly, knowledgeable staff. This is often what happens when you don't know who you are. Again, building a brand is building a relationship. Hurling cliches only widens that divide. You want to connect with people, and you do that not just by treating them like a human being, but by being a human being.